in the Air Force. He has not only talked the talk, he has walked the walk. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, we're live in D.C. watching all things here in the Capitol very closely, as well as overseas with the latest on Israel's war in Gaza.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my five-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss Joe Biden and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to App to Close the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Two majors stories that we're following today and we'll be following on the radio station throughout the day, whether it be Clay and Buck or Dan Bongino or Wayne. We're going to be talking about two different stories. One, the speaker vote. We're expecting another speaker vote relatively soon. We're not sure when. The other story, of course, the president's going to be speaking to the nation from the Oval Office beginning at 5 o'clock our time. And it'll be interesting to see what happens there. As far as the failed speaker campaign for Jim Jordan, Nancy Pelosi talked about this just in passing in the halls of Congress yesterday. This was Nancy Pelosi talking about Jim Jordan and the failed speaker campaign. Here it is.
I'm just curious, what is your reaction to another failed speaker vote with the Republicans?
Well, I think it was a triumph for democracy in our country that an insurrection was rejected by the Republicans again as their candidate for speaker. We've always wished the winning party well as they choose their leader. I've never in the decades that I've been here, when we've had a speaker's race on our side or their side, we've always respected each other's judgment. But today and yesterday, that was an assault on our democracy, as Jim Jordan assaulted our democracy on January 6th.
Have you as a conference at all discussed expanding Speaker Pro Tem McHenry's?
You'll have to talk to Hakeem about that. He's our leader, and he speaks for us.
There you have it, Nancy Pelosi being very coy about what is going to come down today. They're expecting another vote. We'll find out more about that as we go along. Stick around. Coming up, Mario Loyola will talk about what's going on in the Middle East and are we getting closer to World War III. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Aces are WNBA champions once again. They became the first team to win back-to-back titles in 21 years after knocking off the Liberty 70-69 in New York last night, and they did so without two of their starters who were injured in Game 3. Asia Wilson rose to the challenge yet again, pouring in 24 points, grabbing 16 rebounds, and now has WNBA Finals MVP to add to a lengthy list of honors in her six-year career. Jimmy Garoppolo's status for Sunday's game in Chicago is still up in the air after suffering a back injury in Week 6 against the Patriots. The veteran QB was held out of practice yesterday in Henderson. The Raiders are currently three-point favorites over the Bears.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Wrapping up, a couple of accidents on our freeways. One of them on the Southwest Beltway, westbound side of 215, approaching Decatur. And also downtown Las Vegas area, 95 northbound between Las Vegas Boulevard and the I-15 interchange. I've got that just past Las Vegas Boulevard there on 95 northbound. Otherwise, it's been a pretty smooth sailing on I-15. No accidents being reported this morning. Got an inside injury accident at Harmon and Koval, and also an injury wreck in the Southwest at Blue Diamond and Rainbow. It's going to be sunny and warm today in the valley again. It's only 70 degrees now, but we'll go to 92 this afternoon. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. Everything you need to know to start your day, everything you're going to need at that first sales meeting or dropping off the kids at school, we're going to have it all for you. News, weather, traffic, sports, and more. Coming up, we're going to get a chance to hear from Mario Loyola. He is from the Heritage Foundation. And in fact, I asked him to give me your assessment of where we are in this process after the horrific attacks on October 7th. Listen to this.
So the next step for the United States and for the Biden administration is to be very clear about the fact that it's willing to support Israel all the way through to a complete victory over Hamas. Because we've been through this before, where Hamas or Hezbollah, one of the terror groups on Israel's borders, starts a war, and then at the beginning of the conflict, the U.S. president says, we're going to be with Israel, we've got Israel's back, and then 2 weeks later, as scenes of devastation emerge from the Israeli military action, the U.S. starts to put pressure on Israel to wrap up operations. And what happens is that leaves the terrorists standing to fight another day. And so the restraint that the U.S., tries to impose on Israel is one of the things that's actually perpetuating the conflict, because it prevents Israel from winning.
Now that the president is back, now that the president has left Israel, does that mean that the big ground attack, 300,000 reservists along the border, does that mean that it's in play?
Well, we don't know, because there are a couple of things about this war that are new. There have been five or six major military clashes between Hamas and Israel since Hamas took over the Gaza Strip in 2007. But one of the things that's new about this one is, of course, the fact that it began with not just, kidnapping one soldier, but kidnapping almost 200 Israelis. And it began with 1,400 civilian casualties on the Israeli side, most of them women and children. That's one thing that's new. And then the other thing that's new, as I mentioned, is that the Hamas is holding 200 hostages. And among those hostages are, several dozen American citizens. And so I think that there's some behind-the-scenes negotiation here to get those hostages released, but other than that, I don't think that Hamas is going to give up many of those hostages, and I think that a ground war is almost certainly imminent. I think a ground invasion by Israeli forces is almost certainly imminent, and I don't think that they have any choice. And I think that this is something that the Biden administration really needs to take a close look at, because if right now the disarmament of Hamas, the eradication of Hamas, is a legitimate military objective of the Israelis. And that's going to require that they go through neighborhood by neighborhood, potentially building by building, seizing every weapon and killing everyone who resists. And essentially creating a new kind of a military occupation, at least in the interim, in the zones that they have disarmed. And we already see tension between the Biden administration and the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel over whether a reoccupation is the right thing to do. But in my opinion, Israelis have no choice.
Mario, why did the president go to Israel? What was he trying to accomplish? What did he accomplish?
Well, originally, the trip was supposed to be to Israel and to several surrounding countries. He was also going to go to Jordan, where there was going to be a summit of multiple Arab governments, and that summit was canceled when these false reports about Israeli accusations by Hamas that Israel had bombed a hospital in Gaza, which turned out to be false accusations. But the summit was canceled. So the president went to Israel to, I think it was a statement, a show of support for Israel. And I think to his credit, it was a brave show of support, because a lot of the rage that, these deeply misinformed Muslim societies around the world are directing at Israel now is going to be directed at both Israel and the United States. But these are, we talk about misinformation. We've talked about misinformation a lot in this country. These are, the Muslim world is a voracious, voracious consumer of misinformation. And so it's no surprise that we had U.S. embassies in Lebanon, U.S. Air Force bases in Turkey, and in other countries under attack over the last several days. So it was a statement of support, but also I think a chance for the Biden administration and the government of Bibi Netanyahu to coordinate on exactly what's going to happen next.
There you have it. Mario Loyola from the Heritage Foundation, a great resource of all things political and militarily, what's gonna be the next step in Israel. Coming up on the program, very excited. Tomorrow we're going to have more. Well, we hope we're going to know more about Jimmy G, and will he be available to the Raiders in their battle on the road at Da Bears? We don't know. I'm just curious how you bet an NFL game where you don't know if the starting quarterback is going to be available, not available, available but not used. We just don't know. That's going to just about do it for me, though. Two things to keep an eye on. The speaker's vote, which could come at any time, and the president's speech to the nation from the Oval Office beginning at 5 o'clock. We'll tee it up again tomorrow, 6:05. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck, live from D.C., are coming up next.
The question I get all the time is, how much do your loans really cost? I mean, are they super expensive?
First of all, if you need a loan for a week, just a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out.
Okay, I'm with you so far, but how much exactly?
Let's use a $1,000 loan as an example. The interest would cost you $5.50 a day. And if you need the loan for 10 days, the interest cost would be $55.
Just $5.50 per day on a $1,000 loan?
Yes, sir. No other fees at all, just the interest for how long you keep the loan out. And for 2023, the first week's on us.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
For over a decade, SimpliSafe has revolutionized home security, and our latest advancement is here, 24/7 LiveGuard protection, only from SimpliSafe. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplisafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater. Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, October 19th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe in Israel. More aid for everyone. Trump supporter thrown in jail in the most expensive place to live. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Joe Biden wrapped up his trip to Israel. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister tweeted, "Time is over for Israel." And the Iranian embassy in Syria tweeted, "Time is up." Saudi Arabia said the bombing of the hospital in Gaza by Israel was a, quote, heinous crime committed by the Israeli occupation forces. That's Saudi Arabia. That hospital story is incredible. So yesterday, almost every media outlet reported that Israel dropped a rocket on a hospital in Gaza and 500 people were killed. And reporters, just without an ounce of critical analysis, just accepted it as fact. And it took just a couple hours for there not only to be ample proof that it wasn't a bomb from Israel, but it was a bomb from Gaza that went sideways and landed in Gaza. And not only did not 500 people die, but maybe no one died. And it didn't even hit a hospital, but landed in a parking lot. Caused some damage to the cars, I suppose. Maybe worse than all that. The picture on the front page of the New York Times was of a bombed out building. It wasn't that building. They used a picture of a random bombed out building on the front page of the New York Times above the fold story. This is a potentially deadly combination of a race for clicks and a knee-jerk response to always believe the oppressed, which in this case
is Hamas. Biden's team drafted a $100 billion foreign aid package that includes assistance to Israel and Ukraine. The bulk of it goes to Ukraine, $10 billion to Israel. Before Ukraine became a thing, Israel was the greatest recipient of foreign aid. A Trump supporter was just sentenced to 7 months in prison because of a meme he posted on his Twitter account to 59,000 followers. He was charged with election interference, accused of, quote, a scheme to deprive individuals of their constitutional right to vote. What did he do? He made a picture of Hillary Clinton, and the text said, save time, avoid the line, vote from home, text Hillary to 59925. The judge called this nothing short of an assault on our democracy. U.S. News & World Report ranking the five most expensive places to live. Seven of the top 10 are in California. Number five, Santa Barbara. Number four, Miami. Number three, Honolulu. Number two, L.A. Number one, San Diego. Median home price is over $1 million, $600,000 more than the national average. But the weather's nice. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, there are two socialists in this country who get an enormous amount of media attention. Senator Bernie Sanders and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Sanders is a hardcore Marxist who believes Americans should subjugate themselves to a federal government, which will dictate who has what and control almost every aspect of life. His prevailing philosophy is that capitalism oppresses people and the free marketplace should not be free. Miss Alexandria is different. She's a trendy socialist who has few solutions to serious problems. Her lack of understanding about how the world works is simply frightening. The latest is her call for a ceasefire in the Hamas-Israel conflict. Ocasio-Cortez does not believe Israel should destroy Hamas. But what about that terror group killing thousands of innocent Israeli civilians? If a ceasefire is achieved, then Hamas would not be destroyed and could massacre people again, right? The Congresswoman cannot answer that question because she's not smart enough to answer it. She shows her ignorance every time she's interviewed. No solutions all the time. My prediction for Miss Alexandria is that she will find a safe place on The View. Down the road, we will see her as a well-paid co-host. She still won't know anything, but at least she'll be in her element. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Wayne, concierge member. And again, concierge membership, BillO'Reilly.com. O'Reilly, Mayorkas is not doing a bad job. He is doing exactly what he's been told to do, which is open up the border and get as many people in here as fast as possible so they can vote. That's a bad job, Wayne. Violating immigration law is a bad job. I don't care what he's told to do. You told to do something that you shouldn't do, you resign. Bad job. Kevin Wheeler, British Columbia, Canada. What do you make of the recent reporting that Netanyahu has been encouraged?